Well, we still haven't got exact details on how exactly Nancy Pelosi will get to Taiwan, but as far as we understand, she will be in Malaysia today, and reports say she is scheduled to be in Taiwan tonight. So we have to imagine that she is going directly from Malaysia to the self-governed island. It's still unclear also what sort of response we're going to see from China. It has warned of countermeasures, of course, but we don't know whether it'll be a diplomatic or a military response. But there has already been a real show of strength with live firing drills taking place in waters off Fujian province over the weekend. That was also part of the celebrations marking the 95th anniversary of the People's Liberation Army. The military also said that there would be military exercises taking place over the next 5 days in the South China Sea. So the stakes are incredibly high. But, you know, one of the reasons why this is happening, why Nancy Pelosi is headed to Taiwan, as National Security Advisor John Kirby said, was it was about maintaining the status quo and being committed to the One China policy. Last week, notably, in that discussion between President Xi Jinping and Joe Biden, President Xi talked about the One China principle being the bedrock of U.S.-China relations, which it really isn't, because the U.S. does not recognize the One China principle, and it recognizes the One China policy, which essentially means that it acknowledges there is only one China, but that it doesn't necessarily see the People's Republic of China being the sole legitimate government of China, including Taiwan. So as John Kirby put it, this is also about demonstrating its long-standing commitment to this policy.